T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't forget to download the radio.com app, search 95.7 The Game, and add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second. Whether you are at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer safety. He joined Coles, Lowe, and Dibs this morning. We'll play some sound in just a second from that. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey Alexa, or hey Google Play, 95.7 A Game. Thanks to Mr. Fab for shedding some light and giving us his thoughts on what's happening in the world. He's very open about everything, and he's got a new album dropping on 9/11. We're giving him free promotion here. But Fab, he said a lot there.
He said a lot there. You don't need it. Yeah. And you know, it's what we talked about, Steiny. Real quick, Vontae. When I had the OG, as you call them, to ask me, tell me, how were my kids' mental health? I was like, what are you talking about? They're good. The one's on the PlayStation, the other's doing what she does, my daughter. He's like, no, with this pandemic. So that hit me over the head like a ton of bricks, to where now you add what's going on with the social injustice. You know, we can all take a step back, but Fab was elegant as always. And Steiny, at the end of the day, I've come to the realization, because it's been a tornado of feelings, I can't put expectations on the next man, athlete, actor, or what have you. I mean, we're all equal in this. And the one sobering thought, again, is what Dave Stewart said. I'll probably be dead and gone by the time we actually seen the change, but maybe we can help lay the foundation.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say the part when he said he's still hopeful. And that's where, you know, you start to look at your own perseverance, if you will. And it's like, again, I'm a white guy, and I'm not that hopeful. So I only can imagine how difficult it is to hold on to hope when you're a black guy.
Yeah, Steiny, and that's where I'm at right now, which is really what was tough to – Guru talked about calling in and maybe not doing the show, and I thought the same thing. I really did, because when I look at some of the things that are happening, and just the narratives, for example, the New York Post, and look, I'm not saying Jacob Blake is a perfect human being, but the New York Post tweeted out Jacob Blake had a knife in his car when he was shot by police. Then you look at the young 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed two people and was walking around with an AK. Suspected teen gunman Kyle Rittenhouse spotted cleaning Kenosha graffiti before. And then you see something from Vice News just now. Breaking. 17-year-old aspiring cop has been charged with murder in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, the headlines that get tweaked from day to day when it comes to certain races is just unbelievable. And it's just like, this guy's a murderer. 17-year-old aspiring cop? All right, come on, man. That's what we're talking about. And that's why today it's tough for me. And I hear Dave Stewart. I hear Dave Zirin. I hear Mr. Fab. I'm telling you guys, man, it's tough for me to have hope that things are going to change when it hasn't changed in my lifetime, before I was here, before Guru was here, before Steiny was here. I'm sorry, man. It's tough for me to have hope right now. I'm trying to find it. I really am. I'm trying to find hope that one day things will get, we're going to have equal rights. We're not going to look at people as just being white, black. We're going to just look at people as human beings. That's what I want. That's what I strive for. But I don't have the hope I don't have the hope. And the hope is just when I think about everything, it's just mentally draining trying to think about how the hell are we going to change as a country when it hasn't even – we haven't even taken baby steps, it feels like. From my vantage point, it feels like we haven't even taken baby steps. And I'm trying to do my part to help out. Yeah. But I just, Guru, I don't have hope anymore.
I'm sorry. And I get you, Bonte. And I got to tell you, I was asleep last night, and I woke up to your text just real quick about the New York Post. And, Bonte, I thought you got it wrong. I thought it was a sick joke. But that lets you know what we're talking about. The people you can't see, but the people in charge did let that go out because there was a subliminal message in that. Like one's, oh, okay, forget what he did. Oh, he's a good Samaritan. And the other, and it was just, I couldn't even go back to sleep after I read it, Steiny, like, damn, this is a publication, but this is all I need to see and read with my own two eyes to tell you what side of the fence I believe they're on. And as a black man, I mean, when does it end for you to sign off on letting that go out? That was sickening, Bonte. And it wasn't a joke. It was real.
I saw what you're referring to on Twitter, just kind of the – and I thought it must have been a joke.
Yeah.
I thought it must have been a joke. You know, I mean, the one thing, I don't know. I mean, I get it that it's all intertwined. Everything's right. Intertwined. Racism with the police. The one thing I've never understood is what is it with our country and guns? What is this fascination with guns? It like what is that? And like I'm just getting off on one here, but nobody wants to take away your right to go hunting,
right?
I mean, that's preposterous. I mean, I grew up in Pennsylvania. It's like everybody hunted in Pennsylvania. It's like that, but nobody wants to take this crap away. Some of it, can we just use some common sense, though? Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I'm just, the thing that makes me hopeless is that as a country, we can't find 80% to 90% of a consensus that let's do something about the guns. And look, you people that like to use them in your legal way, that's fine. We're not even talking about that. And they know we're not talking about that. They know it, but they won't acknowledge that we're not talking about hunting and legal firearms. We're talking about this crap that can kill a ridiculous amount of people in a short amount of time. Hmm. I can't understand who's for that.
Yeah. I don't know. And you talk about these people who complain about, oh, we need guns and this and that. And, you know, a former giant, and I don't even want to bring his name up, but I almost have to. It's Aubrey Huff, who talks about how he's, oh, man, I'm getting locked and loaded and I'm getting ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
And he's calling this young 17-year-old a national treasure. A national treasure. Tucker Carlson of Fox News, they're calling this kid a national treasure. Oh, yeah, we need people out there working with AK-47s, this and that. Like, what? And I'm with you. I don't ever want to own a gun. I never want to have to. Some people may have to. So you just see it just look, more power to you. But I'm with you, gosh, man. I don't get the fascination either, because a bullet can take a life just like that. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to the police officers. We had MP from East Palo Alto on yesterday, and he was talking about respecting cops. And if you respect them, you know, nothing's going to happen to them. All right, so say if it doesn't happen. Say if Jacob Blake was popping off at the mouth. Well, he's just popping off at the mouth. He's Hank, you know? He's popping off. You have a billy club, you have mace, you have a gun. All right, if you need to tase him or whatnot, then aren't you trained to do that? Why does the first reaction always have to be to pull that gun from the holster and let it fly? I don't get it, and I'll never get it.
And I'll say this, the more we talk about 2020, which everybody, you know, you see the memes about with the everything we're dealing with as a country, now the hurricanes on top of that, but the more we talk about, you know, privilege and people, just different standards, Bonte, I go to you and how pissed off you were when the last in memory is those guys with automatic weapons at the Capitol in Michigan, and nobody did a thing. And then you got peaceful protests. To me, Stoddy and Bonte, that's the epitome of 2020 for me. And you see, you know, just how they get dealt with unarmed. And those guys sat there with loaded machine guns, and nobody did a damn thing. And, of course, I'm going to add this. Had they been black, Bonte, they wouldn't have reached the first step with those weapons. Black or brown, it would have been problems. And it's just sad. And that's what we talk about when we talk about just change in general.
It's like entitlement. It's like entitlement. Some people are entitled to do what they did in Michigan and not have anything happen. Like, it's just mind-boggling. There's videos floating around of, like, first of all, let me say this, Stoddy. Hey, Guru, you know what I'm talking about here. You get pulled over by a police officer. It's not to say that all cops are bad. Again, I don't want to put that message out there because I got some really, really good friends who are part of the SFPD.
Both of us,
and the Oakland PD. But if we get pulled over, the last thing we're going to do is try to rush a cop and try to wrestle with the cop or tangle with the cop and try to fight with the cop or run from the cop. That's the last thing we're going to do. And you see some of these videos where there's white people out there talking and swinging at them and stuff. And I'm just like, holy smokes. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, if that's us, we're getting popped. We're not going to live to see another minute, let alone another day. And these guys are rushing them in. Oh, hey, let's just arrest them. Hey, they got a little forceful. We're going to take them. Like, what? Like, it's just the complete difference in how we view or how we feel when we get pulled over by these police officers. It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling what some people are able to get away with.
When Dave Stewart was with us at noon, you know, the one thing he said that I've heard before, but I completely agree with, and he said it really well, that, you know, you never make a good decision when you're emotional, when you're emotional. And so, you know, if you could just kind of do the math, and you start to think about how many guns are in this country and how many people have access to them. And then you start, you know, thinking about a pandemic and people are up against it. You got record unemployment. You got racial tension that's ubiquitous. It's like everybody's emotional. Like, everybody's really stressed out right now.
Man.
That's why,
wow.
You know, but there's guns all around. Well, there's not going to be, you're not going to make a good decision when you're emotional. And if guns are around, God help us.
Yeah. Well said, man.
Guru, we got to sneak a stair climb read in here on a day like this. We got to do it. I don't know how we do it. I'm trying to stick it in. Who's in the house? You do have to exercise.
Do your thing, guys.
Yeah, and we got some real heroes out here. And I'm teaming up to raise money for the first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual, and just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for the first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. We hope you'll support my team with a donation for our first responders who save lives every day. These men and women always go the distance for us. You can donate to my climb at classy.org/fundraiser/2871299, and it's for a great cause, fellas.
Good job, Goo.
Nice job, Goo.
Also got to give a video game out a little bit later. PGA Tour 2K21. We'll do that coming up on the other side.
I need to do a huge favor.
I miss laughing.
Oh, you know? God.
Yeah, no, it's it's just like, how do you stray? How do you not talk about? Oh, man, what a day, man. What a week, man. What a week. Are we going to do Jeopardy tomorrow? Man, is Jeopardy happening tomorrow? By the way, I don't want
to. You know what? That's up. Track, you know what? That's up to you guys.
We got to get back to normalcy. We got to get back to talking sports because that's what we do. We're not experts when it comes to talking about social justice issues and what's going on in this country. It's why we do what we do. But I want to know why you guys didn't do Jeopardy last week. JD was in the building. Yeah.
All right.
You want to –
It feels weird talking about something lighthearted.
Yeah. Stoddy, you need to let me be Ricky Henderson real quick because
it was the
who swallowed the canary because I'm looking at the watch and I'm like, JD's on my Zoom. Oh, we missed Jeopardy. So, Bonte, I was going to eat it and not bring it up. I said, nope. And then – lo and behold, it was like John Dickinson took an ecstasy pill because he opened up about he was ready to play this Jeopardy. He had a record in the game. And then Stiney made the ultimate decision behind everybody's back on why we didn't play. And you can take over there, my friend.
So I'd like to think that, you know, I know JD as well as anybody at the station.
I respect that.
Thank you, JD. And I, as well as I know him, I was thinking, you know what? I don't think he's going to be into Jeopardy. I just, you know.
That's a problem.
It turned out to be, JD. And so when Whitey was saying, what about Jeopardy? I was like, you know what? And plus, I always think of Whitey. I mean, Whitey puts a lot of time into this.
With the
categories. Yeah. It's all clever. Yeah.
But this was John Dickinson related style.
Right. But I did think, you know what, Whitey, don't worry about it this week because, you know, you take a break, whatever. We get to Friday. And JD brings up, hey, when's Jeopardy?
No, I brought it up.
I brought it up, Steiny. So on the air, we actually got into a conversation about how I didn't think he'd want to play it. And JD was like, did I want to play it, I got a good record in Jeopardy because he was around for the original.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He was lightweight hurt, Bonte. He was radio hurt.
I get it.
I like JD. He's going to have fun. Yeah.
I'd rather watch JD. Two dogs make puppies.
That drop never gets old. You know what? After hanging out with JD in Toronto during the finals, I'm like, this guy's kind of funny, man. He's actually kind of fun when you get him going. So I can imagine that he wanted to put his Jeopardy chops, he wanted to flex his muscle. Because look, I'm
he
not going
to lie. Waiting on it.
You know what? He may have smoked you guys now that I think about it. Because
dude, I wanted to go at him.
I was worried.
It felt like it was like going to go into Pauly Pavilion with John Wooden and Bill Walton at center. You're just like, that's going to be a tough win.
You think Stiney was trying to avoid the ale now, maybe?
I don't blame him. The guy remembered the 82 game schedule of the Golden State Warriors.
No, you're right.
I don't even want to play in Jeopardy with the guy. I got the record being up 44-0. I think nobody's – JD may beat a 70-0.
We should make a rule among ourselves. The show must go on, and I thought that was the rule.
If more than one of us are gone, no Jeopardy. But if just one is gone, because we had Shasky we keep it going.
Let's do it that way. I agree.
You know, Bonte, I brought it up and JD went off like I said, hey, why we not? And I thought to myself, Guru, don't start nothing. But I said, I'm going to do it. And JD went off and like he was waiting.
You know what? Because Shasky has been disappointing in Jeopardy. I remember Dan Dillon putting out the odds and, oh, Butcher Boy. Oh, he remembers everything.
Oh, yeah.
And Butcher Boy, he's laid some duds in Jeopardy, man. JD.
He's got some cojones, though. He bets all. Shasky. Yeah, that's how I won. I took after him. I go bet it all.
Oh, boy. JD will probably just control the board, slow and methodical, and just smoke everybody. It's probably a good thing you didn't tell him about it. Shout out JD out there. Here's what's coming up on 95.7.
I respect
that. Brought to you by Bay Alarm. We're trying to laugh a little bit before we end this show.
A lot's
going on in this country, man. It's the Milwaukee Bucks. 4 years to the day, Kaepernick knelt during a preseason game with the San Francisco 49ers. The Milwaukee Bucks decided to boycott Game 5 of their first-round series against the Orlando Magic, and that's what we're talking about here, all sponsored by Bay Alarm. When it comes to looking out for your business, Bay Alarm brings the best, like professionally monitored video verification proven to catch crooks and prevent false alarms. Because if your security's not the best, you're not secure. Now more than ever, Bay Alarm.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Damon Radulkowski coming up next here on 95 Game. Right now it's time to give away a PGA Tour 2K21 video game. Be caller number 5 on our contest line, 844-999-GAME. That's caller number 5, 844-999-4263. You'll win a PGA Tour 2K21 video game. Have you been waiting for a new AAA golf video game? Wait no more. It's here with PGA Tour 2K21. Play against the pros. Play with your crew. In PGA Tour 2K21, you can play by the rules or create your own. Get the party started. Hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches, including alternate shots, stroke play, skins, and four-player scramble. PGA Tour 2K21 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Rated E for everyone. Real quick, fellas, I just want to read this text from the 650. Bonte, you have to project faith, which is hope, trust, and believe. Don't say you don't have hope. Kids are listening to you. You know what, 650? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right that people are listening to us as a group. They are. And I'm sorry that I feel like that right now. And
got
to have hope in order to change is going to – you got to have faith. You got to have hope. I'm sorry that I feel like that today. I was just speaking my mind, 650. But you're absolutely right. People are listening to us, so we got to project positivity and hope in order to try to get things changed.
I mean, I can only speak for myself. I'll be back. We'll get back to where we should be. Unless you guys want to do something serious here, I do have a question about this PGA 2K.
You're right.
So what kind of that's an Xbox, I take it, or can you play it on an Xbox or
PS4? You could play it on a PC, Nintendo Switch if you have one.
There's so many of them. I can't really give you an exact name.
So I was, as you guys know, I was a big Tiger Woods Wii guy. Yeah. But the last one they made, I think, was 2000 and might have been 12 or 14. It might be time for your boy to start getting into a little more up to date gaming.
Stani, be careful. Susan and the girls, dude, this looks real. It's like you're on the links, yeah, man, without leaving the house.
You've played it, Goo?
Yeah.
Or you're aware of it?
Yep. I play Tiger Woods golf, but my point is the graphics and how the game is played is so sick. You'll go crazy.
Is it complicated?
No. I mean, you'll get the
grill's
hang of
got
it.
Three buttons, yeah, and it right. tells you how what to do. You hit X, A, B, and C. Stein.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
You play it. You play at Pebble Beach. I mean, you play it. Whatever course
Stein,
you want to make.
Sick.
It is legit. It is legit. It is absolutely legit.
You know what? I may start looking at it. And you know what? Not quite. Your boy's got a birthday coming up too, so may have to.
Well, there it is.
Have to talk about this, FM.
Yeah. Steiny, this is what you should do. The master's music. This is what you should do, Steiny. You should tell Susan, hey, I know my birthday is coming up, but I want you to pause on the gift. Give me a gift a little bit later in the year. And what gift that should be is the PS5, PlayStation 5. And you're going to be able to download internet stuff on there. You could have Netflix on there, YouTube. It's like another TV, almost like another TV. You can stream stuff straight for the PS5. I would tell Susan, just wait on that gift a little bit. It may be a little pricey, but I need a PlayStation 5 with the PGA Tour 2K21. That's the way to go, Stardy.
Not going to happen here for you, G.
What if I told you the PS5, is it a computer? I mean, does the PS5 in and of itself have a screen on it?
No, it's a console, just like the PS4. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help me. But okay.
No, you got all your right, fat so you TV, like the TV. You hook it up to your
right,
TV.
So you
and
hook
it's
it,
an
or
HD.
You can hook it up to your computer, too, I guess. Exactly. Which, okay.
Oh, they got the birds really chirping, Steiny, the weather, whatever. You control the weather. Oh, dude.
They got the flags blowing at the 18th green.
The outfits.
They got the fans,
outfits.
The gallery. You could do your own golfer, whatever you want to rock. Like,
man.
Like I would rock the backwards hat with the shorts and,
Swagalicious.
Oh, man, you could just do
Well, then on the show, I mean, on the game then, I would hope it didn't let you play the courses where you can't wear a backwards hat. Like, you better not have played Pebble with a backwards hat because you
I'm
can't
sure
in real life.
It won't let you do
play,
that.
Rate of play.
Well, it may let you do that at the Masters. I'm definitely going to try it out.
Yeah. You.
It's a video game, Stardy.
Yeah, no, I know.
Throw a little gold chain on there. No, I'm kidding, man.
You're a nobody, my dude.
Yeah, I know, Dame. But no, the graphics look legit. You would have a lot of fun with this video game. I'm looking forward to this video game, PGA 2K21. The way we've hyped it up, EA Sports, holler at your boys. Holler at your boys, EA Sports. Yeah. Three of us here. Come on.
And the hottest golf game right now to our listeners. Just take a video and tweet at Steinmetz NBA, Steiny, and you can see what the before model of how sick the golf game is compared to this bad boy, which I could just imagine.
Wow.
Please.
You know what? I'm going to start brushing up on some of this stuff, right, maybe.
Yeah,
doing a little brush reading, if you will.
And do a little smoozing to Susan. Hey, Suze, you know?
I love
you. Got the little basement. You know, it doesn't hurt. I'm trying to do that, Stardy. I'm trying to make everything right in the household by November so your boy can have that PS5.
I just got to bring it home. I'm on the verge of the winning the Pandemic Partner of the Year award right now. I mean, I've just been I've been leading the league and emptying the dishwasher.
Congratulations.
Taking out the trash an awful lot in 2020. I've cleaned up a lot
of
the dog.
Need a to-do list.
You know
You're
what I
doing
mean.
It before the
yeah. Thank you very much. Give me the congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
That is big time. Google, you should take notes. You should take notes.
Let the caddy not the shop. Maybe
I have a wife.
To do something. Hey, I'm back in a bad mood. I hate to bring it back.
What's up, Brian Urlacher?
Yeah,
Brian
I did
Urlacher.
See that.
Did you hear what he said on Twitter, Steiny?
I did. But you got it. You have it in front of you because you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, Guru, if you want to read that.
All right. He sent out a tweet and it read like
we've had him on the show once, too.
Yeah. Brett Favre played the Monday night game the day his dad died, threw four TDs in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. Damn, Brian. I mean, that's it. I don't know what else I need. It's like the New York Post, Bonte. He's saying what side he's on. If it ain't about sides, this is wrong, man, on every level.
That's where you wonder how some people think. And where that comes from, and how that connection is made between two things that are drastically different.
So because you're a felon, Steiny, you're supposed to die. I'm not that type of individual.
No,
why
kidding.
Why does that supersede the life that was taken?
Right.
I don't care if you're a burglar. You don't deserve to get 7 to the back because something was in his car or he was a felon. See, that's the problem. That's Bonte Urlacher. Yeah. He's not by himself, but he's looking at this because a knife was in the car. The death is okay. That's just bothersome,
man. And even if when you listen, and I'm sure you guys have seen a video of the Kenosha
police department, whether it's the lieutenant or the captain, in the way they
speak. That hurt me. Go ahead, P. That hurt me.
No wonder. No wonder things are going on the way they are in Kenosha, Wisconsin, when you hear what they had to say and their response to everything.
That hurt me, B. I got to be quiet. Yeah, that hurt my heart, man. Like, you deserved it. Basically, you deserved it.
Yeah, it's like, how tone deaf can you be? And that's where we got to have change. In those police departments. And I'm not saying defund the police, because I do think we need cops. And like
I'm
keep saying,
I'm calling 911 as fast as anybody.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. But no, seriously, there's a lot of great cops out there. Hell, my high school football coach was a cop. The baseball coach at the high school was a cop. I learned so much from Rob Fung and Damon Keeve. It's not even funny. Learned so much about life from those guys, where they tried to show us as high schoolers at a public school to where we were just living in a 5-block radius. Hey, we're going to do an overnighter once a year to maybe teach you guys what it's like in college to go on a road trip. We're going to go to camps. We're going to do this. We're going to do fundraisers. I mean, I owe a lot to those guys, and they were cops. But there are some bad cops and there are some bad apples as there are in life, and where we got to change it. I'm not saying defund the police, but we got to have some type of reform here and some type of training to where this stuff's got to stop happening. It's got to stop happening. And little places like that, Kenosha, Wisconsin, to hear those police officers talk the way they did, it's just like, we've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do. We do. But I hear you about, you know, I don't know, Guru, you were talking about this too. You know, the NBA is not going to play today. They may play tomorrow or Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
Saturday. I don't know how I'm going to feel watching those games right now. I really don't.
I'm going to feel more proud. Not to interrupt, Steiny. I'm proud. And the reason I'm proud, Bonte and Steiny, is I've come to grips with what they did and tried to do. They did it. And who am I to say it should be umpteen days? So I'm looking at it. If they can get back on the court, the world stopped. The basketball world stopped yesterday. So kudos to them and kudos to getting back at it. But, again, I'm going Dave Stewart, our guy Smoke. It's bigger than any athlete, Bonte and Steiny. So why should I put it on their shoulders to keep this thing going? And kudos to the football teams, a few of them, that didn't practice, the Giants and other teams that didn't play, the A's and Rangers tonight. But it's a big fight, a task at hand, and we got to keep moving forward. So when I watch them, whenever they resume, I'm going to be like, they did something, and now I'm watching them on the court.
And that's what I'm afraid of, Steiny, is that when they do take the floor, people are going to say, oh, this was just a publicity stunt.
Wow.
They're going to start to look for ways to denigrate what these NBA players did yesterday and today. And I'm not going to say postponing games, because the Milwaukee Bucks said, we're not playing. We're not playing. We're boycotting. That's what that was. That's basically a little mini strike saying, look, we need something to change in our state. We need something to change in Kenosha before we step foot on the court. And so that's what I'm afraid of. When I sit back Saturday and watch these players get back to playing playoff basketball, that people are going to dilute the message that they tried to make yesterday. And people are going to water it down, and they're going to come up with all these false narratives on what they were doing Wednesday afternoon with the Bucks and the Magic. So that's what I get afraid of.
Well, I think it's going to happen, and this is why I think they still – not only NBA players, but all professional athletes and all entertainers who are committed to it. It's like, if you keep denigrating this and you keep trying to pretend this doesn't exist, and if you continue to point fingers at the people who are trying to bring right and wrong to others' attention, you know what? Who says they can't stop playing again? Who says they can't take it, you know? Guess what? This is a bait. Like, we get it. We're gonna stop playing for 2 days, and we're gonna hope and we're going to ask for some things that we'd like answers to. But you know what? If some time goes by and we don't think, we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again and again and again until people notice and people really, really feel it.
Wow. Well said, both of you, man. I just, like I said, who was it? Leroy Butler. I heard him on this morning with the morning show, Coles, Dibs, and Lowe, and he said the best thing for the NFL was the fact that the NBA had did this. And I wanted to say, Leroy, no, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't mean the NFL can't, you know, make a stance. It's kind of, you would hope that, you know, they would pass the baton league to league, but that's how he saw it. And, right. You know, different owners. I guess what I'm asking you two, I don't expect any game in the NFL to be missed at all. I don't know how you two feel. You could go ahead and do the practice thing. I'm not even asking for it at this juncture. But would you be shocked at this point if one of the teams said we're not playing? I really don't see that happening. But yeah, Leroy Butler was like, you know, they're off the hook now because the NBA did it.
Well, let's listen to Leroy Butler. He joined Coles, Low, and Dibs, and here's what he had to say about what black leaders can do.
I think the first thing about anything is acknowledgement, because what we got yesterday was most people said, and I guess it was a fair question, and I was so glad he asked it. He said, had this been a white guy that was shot in the back, would you guys been uproar? And I told him, hell yeah. Nobody should be shot in the back. And matter of fact, sir, if you want to protest, we will protest with you. So this is not a black or white thing. This is a right or wrong thing. Give me a chance to go before a judge. So let's take it further, Zoe.
Right, right.
That's Leroy Butler earlier today talking about what black leaders can do in the future. And Guru, to answer your question, I would be shocked if the NFL or one of these teams in the NFL said, yep, we're not playing today. I would be shocked.
You would not be?
I would be okay. Very, very surprised if we saw that happen in the NFL.
I'll tell you what, I'm agreeing with you. If the NFL on a Sunday did not play, and also had support of their own management, then that takes it to a level that is much, much beyond this. You know, if Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft start saying what's going on in this country is not right, but again, I don't like it. Would it be better for the front offices to not be on that side and to be pushed to that side, if you know what I mean? Like, then they would ask, well, is Kraft just doing that because 1 week, and then they'll get back to making their money? And, you know, it's almost like the equivalent of when Jerry Jones, quote unquote, took a knee. What did that really mean or do?
What I think it meant, Steiny, I thought it was a facade, because they took that knee before the anthem was sang, and they took a knee and then stood up. It was like, all right, Jerry, they looked down at that.
Felt like a photo.
They frowned upon that situation there with Jerry Jones. So you are right, and that's what we were talking about earlier on the show. If Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and Stephen Ross and all these owners in the NFL decided to say, hey, we're not going to play this Sunday, that message would be so much louder than what the NBA is doing. And it's not to water down what the NBA is doing, but we know how football ratings work and what they do on Sundays and Mondays. They are a ratings monster. People are watching. They are really watching American football. So they decide not to play on a Sunday, and you get a slate of games where it's just postponed or canceled due to boycotts. That message, that will travel around the world so fast. Not to say that the NBA's message didn't, but, man, that would be a powerful powerful
message. I'm with you.
Because the NFL is the one league where we look at and say, ah, yeah, they kind of poo-poo on these type of issues.
Yeah,
it's almost to what you said, Steiny. If they did it without, like, if these black players, and I'm not advocating for this, but if they said to hell with Jerry Jones and did it on their own, then you'd be like, oh, hell, Jerry would be somewhere scrambling, you know, what am I going to do? And maybe conform to what his black players are asking for. But I just could imagine what the world would move, the football world would move, like we saw the basketball world yesterday.
What a show.
Oh, boy. We're going to be talking about sports tomorrow?
We're going to try.
Got a doubleheader tomorrow. Try. We got a doubleheader today.
Yeah, stay tuned.
We got a doubleheader.
Bonte, help
me. Dodgers-Giants?
Dodgers-Giants.
Nine in a row by the time we can reconvene.
Are those you know what, Goo? How about this? I hope so. Why not? Right, let's do this. Hey, are those seven-inning games or nine-inning games?
Seven innings, baby. Shame on me for not knowing.
Okay.
Seven innings.
It's so strange, too. Seven innings.
Yeah, Mike Morse has come out and said, these seven-inning games are horrible.
I'm done.
So seven-inning games, seven-inning doubleheaders.
Hey, by the way, we didn't get – I know we got to go. Guru at the pre-show meeting yesterday said something I totally agree with. I kind of like the runner at second, too.
It's action. I do, too.
I do, too.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
I'm with you guys, man. We'll talk some Giants, Dodgers. We'll talk more about the NBA and talk about the injury situation.
See you tomorrow,
with
fellas.
The 49ers, man. Who they're going to have on the field for week one against Arizona. Guru, really good stuff. Steiny, really good stuff as well. Kyle back there at the studio. Joseph Adoni, good stuff on the board today.
Stay safe, guys.
Man. Yep, you too, Steiny. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m., but don't go anywhere, folks. Damon Radulski coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.